Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. This show is a live experience. After the skill development discussion, Susan and Pam go live into Virtual Presenter Studio offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We want to welcome our VIPs in the live studio audience. We have been having so much fun with you going live into the studio after our show. And we are here today with another great download for you that we'll share after the show.
Yes, we love bringing people into our virtual presenter studio. And we always bring our studio to you for these shows. So this is your chance to practice and receive real-time webcam confidence coaching.
So Pam, let me ask you, how long have we been working together now?
At least a couple of years.
So to all of our friends in the live studio audience and to our listeners, when you do a podcast, you want to show up and you want to be ready and prepared. And that is how you are confident on webcam. If you recall, in our first episode, we talked about practice, practice, practice. In our second episode, we tried to overcome Zoom fatigue together with some tips that we shared with you. This week, I have had some personal struggles and challenges, and I have not been able to use our own tips and tools. Pam knows me. We are off script. I decided that to keep it real is to show how you can be the most confident. Sometimes things don't go the way you planned. And this week was one of them for me. And so Pam and I did have a great prep session. And still in all, I wanted to really begin with you by being real, keeping it real. I might have some internet problems. There's various things going on. And Pam and I are going to have a more organic conversation with you today than our pre-planned and prepared and scripted discussions that we've had in the past couple of episodes. Again, I want to bring it back to webcam confidence. The way to be the most confident in life and business is to keep it real and be authentic. So Pam, you're with me on this?
Definitely. Like you said, we usually do a lot more practice, but I think it's okay. I think it is, like you said, keeping it real, and that's important, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's authentic and it's honest. So
exactly. So having laid the groundwork for today, our topic today is how to be your own confident producer. One of the reasons that I could really let my hair down a bit this week from my usual type A preparation is that I have been fortunate enough to have my own live producer in Pam Sullivan in our partnership that we've created over the years. And so I've learned from Pam just about producing by the questions that she's asked me, by the work that she's done with me and for me, by my observation of it, and most of all, by experiencing it myself when she produced my online course. And I'm like, oh, she's the producer. I don't have to worry about that part. And that's why I was really passionate about bringing this topic to you. So we're talking about framing, background, lighting, sound, camera angle. These aspects are of production are what create a smooth, professional, and impactful video experience. Whether you're live or recorded, as I know full well, having smooth production can really make or break your outcomes. Now, I, having learned from Pam and having done literally many hundreds, nearly 1,000 videos myself between live and video recordings just over the last few years, have really come to value this aspect of getting confident on webcam. So today we're going to pass through 4 tips to help you be your own confident producer. PASS is an acronym that we are going to share with you later. So I am going to lob this over to Pam right now and say, Pam, what are some of the best practices and what is your qualified best advice for us? And of course, I just want to thank you for this week and supporting me and allowing me to be me.
Of course. So to get started, like you said, Susan, we're going to go through that PASS acronym. So PASS is just a quick way to help you remember just some few tips right before you go on camera. But in addition to that, it's much more than that. So it's position, angle, and we'll go through all that in your backgrounds. But it's a few more things than that. It's some more technical things and production. And so remember, the goal is to connect with your audience or your colleagues or your clients. So whether you're on video, these technical things do have an important part in that, and it reflects on your business. So it can really get in the way if you don't have a really good handle on it. You really want to make that part of your practice. So whether you work for a large corporation or you are having your own business, it is important to get that right. So I've seen from my clients how helpful it is to do things like a dry run in advance, practicing on the specific platform that you're going to be using. If it's a webinar, or if it's some live stream or a virtual meeting. So whatever it is, it's important to actually practice on that platform, and it helps you become more confident because you're familiar with it in advance. You know what's required with the tech to make it run smoothly, and it just helps to have a totally smooth event. And so too many times, I know we've both seen it with a poor connection, if you're using your laptop, camera, your microphone, your angles and things in your background, we've seen lots of things. So
yeah. So Pam, all right, let's really do this. A few things. One of the things that happened during our prep session was that you just started telling me stories of your work. And that's one of the things that allowed me to get more comfortable and not be so hyper-focused, because I was like, I said to you, I even wrote it, I highlighted it in yellow. I said, Pam, we can just have you tell real stories from your actual work that are relevant and will teach us some lessons. So let me just get started with the guy from France. Tell us the story about the guy from France.
We had a big international session, and we always, on a lot of the sessions, we make sure we do a pre-tech check sessions in advance with the attendees, with the students, and with the facilitators, the presenters. And we had someone who was presenting. He was a CEO, and he wasn't able or willing to do the pre-check. And I use Zoom all the time, and I'll be okay. I'll come on just before. And so he wasn't able to come on until maybe 5 minutes before he was supposed to do his presentation. And when you're coming from something like Zoom, which is more user intuitive, and going to something like Adobe Connect, which is what we were using, it's a little bit more robust. You really have to pay attention to the differences. So that's where it really comes. Don't assume that because you use one platform, you're going to another, it's going to be the same, or you're automatically going to connect. So it just caused some stress, because he couldn't connect his mic, and he was trying to get his audio, and from a producer backstage trying to run the other things and trying to help him as well. So it's a very, you know, it's kind of a slippery slope when you're dealing with things like that. So there's a really fine line in, you know, everything's going okay, it's going smoothly behind the scenes for me, and also for the attendees or the students and the facilitators, to going from that and somebody's being really confident in their presentation to going to total chaos and lack of confidence because something like that tech-wise.
I mean, Pam, I just want to say again, I've learned this from you, and that is, as I mentioned, when I say I've done 1,000 videos, I'm not kidding. It could be way more than that. I stopped counting at about 1,000 because, you know, I go live daily, 5 days a week, and often twice a day. And so, but honestly, if I don't do that, even I, I'm putting that in quotation marks in case people are listening and not seeing, even I, who considers myself an expert on this, even I do not ignore this aspect that we're talking about, which we call production. And so there's, when you're dealing with the webcam and technology, the way to be confident, even if you're a CEO, you know, is to take those few minutes. You can hire a producer if you want, you can look it up online, but mostly really show up in advance and take that time. Now, Pam, perhaps we might share the other example that you told me about, which wasn't your personal work, but something else you shared with me.
Yeah, and a lot of you might have seen this over the last week or two. When Susan and I were talking about this session, I had just seen it myself. And it just struck me for a few different reasons. It cracked me up. Even now when I watch it, I just crack up. And so it's really a lesson too, and some tips can come out of that. But, I'll ask our producer, Jacob, to pull this in if you can. But I've created an image. I saved an image from the video. It's a video. So if you go online and you search up cat lawyer, or I just searched up lawyer as a cat on Zoom or something like that. But essentially what happened was there was a trial with some lawyers, and it was a virtual session with some lawyers and a judge, I think. And one of the attorneys, I think he was using his assistant's laptop, and who her laptop was used also by her child, and he had a cat filter. And so, Jacob, if you could pull in that image. We have an image of it, but afterwards, go up and search for the actual video, because it's really funny. And nowadays, especially, we need something to laugh at and something.
It's true. Now, Pam, remind me, that was the lawyer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, when I saw this, I honestly laughed my ass off. I mean, and, you know, a lot of times we can't know if video is fabricated. You know, you honestly can't. You have no idea, you know, how easy it is to fabricate video. And also, there's all kinds of stuff that you can fabricate to create outcomes that you want. But we're pretty sure this one wasn't fabricated for effect. We're pretty sure that this was an example of, you know, not being prepared. And, you know, he was very gracious and said, there's a cat on my picture or something like that.
But yeah, he said,
we're here.
He said, it's me. It's not, I'm not a cat. He said something like, I'm really here. It's not a cat. And they, at first, you know, the other judge and attorney were like, okay, we know, and they were trying to help him. So
this happened. It was like a courtroom. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I'm so hysterical about this. This was a courtroom, a judge and a lawyer. And, you know, when I say we are here to help you get confident on webcam, as I shared transparently in the beginning, you know, things do happen. And that happened to him. And so using all the rest of our tips and tools, at least when things happen, we want you to be able to rise, right? Rise, release inhibitions, and secure enthusiasm. The inhibitions being the fear and worry and anxiety about something like that happening, where we confidently say, like he did, a little tremulously, to be honest, I'm here behind the cat picture. So Pam, let's really, you know, get to some more details now. We have this list, you know, of all the stuff that, you know, we talked about, reading a script versus notes, technical tips, knowing your content. Let me field it back to you and, you know, allow you to share, you know, what you want right now.
Sure, sure. So there's just so much, like you said, I think earlier, there's so much to talk about this topic. So we're just kind of picking the most important things and really wanted to give you some tools to walk away with and to tips to walk away with today. So some very specific things, but there's really so much on this topic. We could go on and on all day.
Well, excuse me, Pam, but as a reminder, I just remembered when we were waiting for the podcast to start, we did talk about the idea of you and I doing like an extended conversation on all this more stuff. And that is something that we may still offer. So let's cover what we can today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good if we could do an extension or extend the conversation on it, because there really is a lot. But certain things like, you know, like that Zoom, starting with the Zoom filters, knowing how to check that in advance. So you go into your backgrounds and there's, you know, go into your video and the settings and make sure there's no filters on before you go on, and just to check, you know, do a quick check. So that's just an important reminder about Zoom and filters. So that's one thing. But other things too, like, you know, your Wi-Fi, making sure, you know, whenever possible, you want to have a direct hardwired connection versus Wi-Fi. If you have a microphone that's USB, so a separate, so not using your laptop microphone, and then your background, your surroundings, just take a quick check of your surroundings, because it really is important, because like we said, the goal is connecting with your audience or your colleagues or your clients when you're on these things, whether it's a pre-recorded video or a webinar or something like that. It really is important to remember that those things not only affect how somebody's going to connect with you. So, you know, something simple like you're not smiling or your background is distracting, those things really get in the way of people connecting with you. So it really does matter.
So Pam, could I just interject here? And we've still got time, so that's really great. I want to talk about the background. It's so, so important. If you are on video and trying, or live in a meeting and trying to accomplish anything, if your background is exceedingly busy, like my real life, the table, if you could see my table here, it's piled with stuff. You know, if it's busy, and I'm not judging, God forbid, I'm not judging your space. We're talking about really presenting confidently and strongly on webcam. If your background is busy, or even if it's neat and clean, but there's a lot going on in the background, then it creates a little bit of fatigue-ish, maybe that's what I want to say, by the person watching. That was something I learned from Pam, actually, where it's actually a little bit harder on the eyes of the other person. Now, if I was a braver soul than I am, I would take my webcam and move it over to the section of the house that's behind the screen. I thought about doing that, but I don't want to really get distracted with that. But see Pam's background, see my background. Another background I have in another space is just in a corner where there's one picture. You know, it's clean and it supports what you want to do. So I hope it's okay to elaborate on that, Pam, and we can move into, you know, content and body language and stuff, but I really wanted to hit on that because I've learned that from you.
Yeah, like you said, I really think it helps as far as distraction goes. So, you know, that's obvious. You want them to be focused on you, not what's going on in your background, or trying to decide, you know, you know, conflict in your brain. What's going on back there? What is that? But also, in addition to that, having something personal in your background, I think is a good thing too. So you don't have to have just a plain white or something. Like, you know, I've got a picture of my son always in there. He's part of my why, but you know, I always have a picture of him back there, something that's going to connect. And, you know, if somebody sees it, they might connect with you in that way. So that, and
Pam, I just want to say, I love this tip that you just shared, because I have a screen here for a reason, but in my other space, I have the same, you know, that you do, a picture of something that's important. And I feel the difference. Like, I just want to definitely agree with what you're saying. I like the screen. It's very clean, and I have to use it when I have to use it. That's fine. But I love the tip that you just gave. So go ahead.
Yeah. So in addition to that tech, you know, it's not just about tech all the time. It's about connecting. So that's just a tip. And just some really quick, you know, I know we have only a few minutes left, but just a few quick things like, let's see, reading a script. You know, some people read from a script, some people just put notes. But from a technical level, actually, where do you look at the camera? Do you look, you know, how do you stare right into that little hole? Tips like that. And something that I do, and I don't know if you do this too, Susan, I do have notes. Sometimes, like you said, we do practice and have a script, but a lot of times I'll just have notes and I'll put them in a little minimized window right below my camera. I'm pointing like you can see it, but I keep it right below my camera. So I try, I don't always succeed and I'm looking around, but I try to keep that right there so I can have that. And then another tip too. So that's if you're on live, of course, or it could be a pre-recorded tip. So, you know, you're not actually sounding like you're reading a script, but you're looking at notes. And so another quick technical thing that I have that I just wanted to share. I do a lot of video editing. And so if I'm editing somebody's video or if I'm recommending somebody recording a clip, if you know how to use something like Camtasia or Loom, something where you can do some quick, simple video editing, what you can do is if you've practiced a few lines or a very short section, read that, take a pause, start again so that you can cut out those pauses after if you're doing a video. So that's just like a quick technical video tip. But I like to share that because a lot of people can do it. I think you can do it. You can talk authentically for 20, 30 minutes and you're great, but not everybody is like me.
That's so funny. I mean, 20, 30 minutes, that's nothing in my world. But no, I also I've learned that from you. I have made a decision so far to not go down another app rabbit hole of Camtasia, as you know, of course, to do my own video editing. But I have learned that tip from you when you have been producing me, Pam. You know, that idea of you know, start and stop, pause, start again on something. So I want to really just keep reminding people, these are video production tips. The reading the script, I could do a whole thing on confident speaking, the idea of reading script versus organically, you know, discussing, but we're talking about production. So Pam's point is like, well, how are you looking into the camera and still looking at your notes? Yeah. So, okay, keep going. Let's, knowing your content, body language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've only got a few minutes. So I know we really want to go through that acronym, but just really quickly, when we go through the acronym, we'll talk about framing. Lighting is so important. You know, it really makes a big difference having an external light or really, if you're just getting started, just having a window, but put it in front of you, not behind you. So just different kind of little things like that. And then, you know, like I said, framing. So the acronym that we use is PASS. So in the last couple of minutes, maybe we can just kind of go through that really quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this is your acronym. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is what in the studio, or if I give somebody just a few things just to keep in mind, a quick way to keep in mind just before you're going in front of the camera. So it's doing a final pass. So a pass through. So P is position of the camera. So make sure it's a bit above eye level. So not too high or too low. If you need to prop your monitor or your laptop up on books or something, make sure that level is really good. A is for angle of the camera. Don't point it up or down. Keep that angle straight. Surroundings is the S. Check your lighting. Ensure that, like I said, the light is front and not behind you. And make sure your background isn't too busy or distracting. So that's all S for surrounding. And the other S is smile. Breathe, relax, look directly into that camera. Be confident knowing that you're sharing your light and sharing something so valuable for your audience. And I know we only have a few seconds left, but smile really is an important thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can hear Pam's voice going faster as the producer is like, 30 seconds left. Friends, thank you for joining us today. We are happy to share this important information with you. For those of you who are in our live studio audience, I've been chatting some questions and answers with you, and we want to remind you to click to go into the breakout room. For our friends and listeners, our next session, how do I look? Pam, thank you. We got through it. See you next time.
See you in the studio.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan, helping women get confident to RISE, rise on video. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about Susan and Pam, visit the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. That's Volution, VOLUTION, virtual.com/studio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.